The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, for more than two decades, Chris Sund has helped people grow as leaders and take ownership of their future. And he started doing this with a survey. The president of You Are Capable of More, Chris Sund. Chris, thanks so much for joining me today.
Mike, thanks for having me on the show.
Let's talk about discovering the problem. You did a survey of over 200 adults, and tell us what you were looking for and what you found.
Yeah, so we did it over 200 respondents. Half of those were in some type of leadership role. The other one were in a role working as an individual contributor. We asked a series of about 10 questions, and one of the first ones was, in your daily, weekly, or monthly life, do you believe you're capable more than you're currently doing? And we found 92% believe they were capable of what they're doing on a daily basis. 63% said they're capable of significantly more than what they were currently doing.
And so if we've got all this capability or quote unquote potential, how come people weren't utilizing that or achieving that?
Yeah, great question. So one of the next things that we asked for was, what is holding you back from achieving that? Leading it was a self-doubt and fear of failure, trouble with their own inner voice. The next one was their time or too busy of schedules. After that was being comfortable, their day-to-day routine. And the last one was just lack of clarity, not exactly sure how to approach it.
The fear of failure then holding people back, how does one overcome this fear?
That is a great one. Once again, like I said, the inner voice is one of the biggest ones that was holding people back. And the hard part is when you have that self-doubt, it sounds completely reasonable. You know, maybe it's now it's not the right time. What are people going to think about me? And so one of the things that we offer is on our website, we have a lot of free material that if that is what's holding them back, it kind of points them. And one of the biggest things I learned is to put it into bite-size pieces. Maybe it's your goals to get to the gym, but you worry about getting there or going in there, what people think, you've never done it. And so it could be as simple as like, make a goal to just drive to the parking lot. And whether you go in or not, that's okay. And the next goal is, can I get to the front door? And then after that, can we go a little bit farther? So, and it's telling somebody that you are going to do this. I think the more people can put it out there and realize.
Why is that working?
I think part of it is just action. I have talked to people that are professional athletes, Olympians, successful business leaders, and the amount of times I've heard them tell the story of like, I didn't even think I was good enough to do this. It happens in all of us, but somewhere they decided to do it anyways. You start talking with others, you try little steps, or you take that step and you go, you know what, maybe I can do this. Maybe there's nothing really holding me back other than what those voices in my head. And so a big part of that particular barrier is to really work on changing your perspective around those doubts.
Have we as a society or we as a culture, have we helped spawn and fan the flames of indecision?
Oh, I think absolutely. The social media, it's more accessible than it's ever been. A lot of the media used to be you'd get your paper and read it every day, and then your news and radio was your main media channels. And now everyone has media on their phone 24/7. Part of that also means they get the highlight reel, people posting their biggest wins and achievements and everything they love going on that they want to share, which is great. But it also, it starts to make you go, do I have those highlights? Is that me? A good example of that, I was talking with John Cook, and you know, he was giving a talk a couple months back, and he was talking about arguably one of the best volleyball programs, I can say, in the country. And I don't know if sports psychology is the right word, but the amount that they now have on staff and they work with today compared to where it was is drastically more. And so here you have people at very peak top of their game, And they're getting that type of coaching to help them with some of those mindset and overcoming these barriers.
If you had to, in a sentence or two, one quick piece of advice to somebody you'd give in an elevator, what would it be?
The people you look up to, they all have that inner doubt. They have the same thoughts going through their heads. But we are all capable of a lot more than we probably realize. By taking action and doing things and trying things, that we're going to find that we're able to reach our true potential.
The website is youarecapableofmore.com. Chris Sund is the president of You Are Capable of More, and he's been my guest today on Live and Local. Chris, thank you so much for the explanation and the wonderful resources that you have over there at youarecapableofmore.com.
Mike, thanks for having me on the show and helping share it with everyone.